the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft, here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
I was reading an article Angelo posted last month on the Outdoor Journal Radio website, and it only hit home because I was out the other day topping up my tackle box. The topping up set me back a couple of $100, and what I bought, primarily bass lures, has no trouble fitting in a very, very small bag. Bass fishing means doling out money and more money, and just when you thought it was over, more money still. As Angelo told us, Canadians love chasing bass, and last year spent upwards of $1.1 billion chasing those little green fishies with a brain the size of a nightlight. When the numbers were all crunched, Angelo figured each bass caught and released across Canada cost the angler a minimum of $60. A keeper was more like $540, which I suppose brings in the cost of a live well and assortment of other gizmos. But I was already down $200 plus, and the bass season doesn't get underway until the end of June. By the way, a shout-out to OJR fan John Razzokowski, who wrote us a very kind letter a while back, which I misplaced but have now found, and who listens to us when he makes his family a five breakfast on Saturday mornings. Letters from radio listeners are particularly rare. He loves us all, apparently, especially Angelo and even Sean Kelly, the meatmonger, who he says makes him laugh. So do I, apparently, particularly when I'm moaning and bemoaning my old boat and motor. I visited the other day, too, by the way, just to check it out, and I could have sworn it winked at me. For Outdoor Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Welcome back to the program. Thank you, Mark. Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 5. Ned Phantom, Angelo Biola. He is Stephen Labadie. We have Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, and, of course, our in-house safety expert is now on the line with us. His name is Bradley Schlarp, former retired, no longer with the Ontario Provincial Police. Good morning, Bradley.
Okay, so the snow brushes went away 3 days ago. The tires come off the car. Wine. I mean, what is going on with this?
It's crazy. It's like, and it's not like we don't know this is going to happen. Let's be honest.
And you hit that common sense of women thing. So I'm determined. I'm going turkey hunting this morning. Absolutely determined. I sent a message to Steve and say, you know, ask a fan to phone my cell phone. I'm going to be in that bush. I'm going to tough this out. And Paula looks at her phone and she says, you should check the weather network and see what's happening tomorrow. So the sustained wind, 48 kilometers an hour, gusts of 72, and it all came true.
Every single I don't want to belabor this point, but you know, getting back to what us cavemen do when our significant others are away, I had a slab of pizza for breakfast this morning. Because I had pizza last night. I was batching it. What a perfect batching food, obviously.
Yeah.
Nice pizza and all to myself. And nobody's there to tell me, you're not going to have another piece, are you? No, I just ate the whole damn thing except for one piece. And the only reason I left that piece is because I wanted to have it cold for breakfast. Is there better food in the morning, whether you're at home or at camp or, I don't care, out in a boat?
Just a little bit. Kentucky Fried Chicken, cold in the barrel, yes. 3 days old.
Best hangover food, too.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyways, I just wanted to throw that in there. And I did not make my bed this morning, too. I just let me just divest myself of all of this stuff now. Did not make my bed this morning. Probably will not make it till the day the Countess is scheduled to be back to the castle.
Hope she's had a fit of delight and decided to listen online and hear all this.
That'd be the best. I'll hear about that one for sure.
And you know, another sidebar, Josh Caranzi last week. So he's talking about going fishing with Daryl when he was little in Honey Harbor. And because of one of the episodes of Daryl's show, we discovered one of his secret spots.
Oh.
And we used to go there quite a bit, too, in the spring.
Oh, that's interesting. See, the television thing works, right? You get to see all kinds of good things. Now, if he was like us, which he never was, he would have, you know, not only shown you where he was, he would have given you GPS coordinates like the folks on the Fishing Canada show do.
Well, I think Loran was at its infancy then, so where he was near Honey Harbor, it would have been kind of tricky for him to give Loran coordinates right to the trailer park that he was fishing in the canals.
All right. Pull the hook away from him. Go ahead. Before we get into the fast-flowing waters that are upon us this time of year, what's the news on the wild turkey front? Have you got your? Have you picked out your spot that's teeming with turkeys yet?
I was out opening day. My son got one spot that, of course, I picked out, but no such luck for me. And then it's not been real amenable. It was like a monsoon here yesterday. Like, I mean, pouring. Ditches all full of water. Windy, so I'm not going yesterday. And then this morning when I was planning to go, I already did my whine about the snow and the wind. So Okay. There isn't one staked out waiting for me yet till the weather changes.
But things could change in the next couple of days. You get a call maybe from the Beasley boys. They could maybe, help you out. Do you want me to put a call out to Keith for you?
No, I'm good.
You sure? I'm good.
But I doubt that he's out today. And if he is, he's in a blind and filming.
All right. Let's talk about flooding waters and what we're apt to find over the course of the next week or two.
This is awful, and it's getting worse. But one common sense thing that kind of never dawned on me that's been announced by a number of OPP detachments, debris. So if you're going to go somewhere in your boat, and whether it's to go fishing, and perfectly fine to go do all this, watch for all the debris that's in the water right now. Like, there's docks been swept away, and then, when you watch the local news, everything is there's something nasty floating in that water, like big logs, trees. It's something, just a little thing to be aware of if you are going to go out.
Yeah, and just as you said that, I'm trying to imagine me right now putting FNC1 in the water on any open water that's available. That would be insanity, absolutely insanity. So, sit back. We made it through the winter. It's open season is coming up. Just because trout open this weekend doesn't mean we're good to go. Just take a deep breath, suck it back, and just wait it out.
If you are going anywhere near those rivers, they are ripping, like not just nice, steady flow. Like, they are really, really moving fast. So you got to really be careful on those banks. And if you're going to wade or anything, really pay attention. And a PFD is probably a good idea, even with your waders now.
Oh, without question. Hey, listen, just as an aside, I've noticed the last few days a lot of motorcycles are out on the road. We never talk about that, and that's part of the outdoors. How do you view that this time of year?
Well, so with two different visions, I rode a motorcycle for a long on my own, and I was the OPP's motorcycle coordinator for about 10 years. So I'm going to tell you a little thing that everybody that experienced riders should know about: all that dust and sand and crap in intersections.
Right.
Watch for that. You know what happens?
Yeah. It doesn't take much for that front wheel to go slipping and sliding.
Now, today's not a day where anybody with a brain is out on their bike, though, because there's about 2 inches of slush in Simcoe County on the road.
Today's probably not a good day to be anywhere other than on your couch.
Well, if you're a big risk taker, take your bike and run it into a river.
But make sure you wear a PFD, baby.
And a helmet.
All right, my friend, I will let you go. What are you doing this weekend, by the way?
Well, so the baby shower of all time takes place today. So all that I'm doing is helping loading vehicles to go there, and then I have to pick my mother up after it and deliver her back to Unsound. So I'm hoping these driving conditions improve a lot by about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
So I'm keeping a
low profile here to avoid this baby shower thing.
Grab a slice of pizza while you're there, will you, and put it on hold until tomorrow morning.
Oh, no, these are like the sandwiches with no crusts on them and funny cookies.
It's one of those ones.
One of those.
Oh, yeah.
Fancy.
All right, my friend, I'll cut you loose. Thank you, Bradley. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
See you later.
Brad Schlorf, playing it safe, our in-house safety expert, former staff sergeant with the OPP.